You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Ready, girls? Come in. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Haggis, don't dilly-dally. 4, 5, 6, pick up sticks. Edie, come you here and leave your drawer B. 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, halt. Halt! All right, go on. Put that cap down. You don't know where it's B. 1, 2, 3. I'm a camp fire girl on the tramp all day with the pack upon my back and my back beneath a pack. Well, it's over the hills away when the spring's in the air and the fresh air swirl. Then I take my outfit out and the neighbors start to shout, what a camp! She's a camp. I'm a camp, a fire girl, with only a strip of canvas betwixt myself and the sky, and around me the virgin forest. But a girl of the woods am I. I can follow the trail of a beaver, if a beaver leaves the trail, and catch a moose with a willow noose where some other bell might fail. Be lost in the city if weighed down with worldly goods. But nature holds no perils for a girlie of the woods. I'm a camp fire girl on the tramp all day with the pack upon my back and my back beneath the pack. Well, it's over the hills away. Though the rest may be found in the social, I'll be in the great outdoors in a pair of hiking pants. I'm a camp. What a camp. I'm a camp, a fire girl.
It's the all-night record man.
A man you should know who puts on a show each night at a radio station. When you're going to bed, he gets up instead and he goes to his odd occupation, Judy.
Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man. Friend of every night owl music fan. All night long, he's at his post to play the tunes you love the most. Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man. Send him a telegram, hear your favorite band. He'll play you anything Bach to Dixieland. For every 10 that criticize, 1,000 others idolize. Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man.
Goes where it reaches, no one ever knows. Someone alone in the hinterland, maybe to a crowd on a roadside stand. Gang at the tavern, tavern in the town, get together, send a message down. Please play a song just for old lang syne, something we can sing like Sweet Adeline.
Stand, stand, stay up, stand, the all-night record man.
morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
That sound is definitely Radiola. You can't fabricate that. That's what we have. Yes, it's Radiola. And this week, in honor of our interrupted sleep patterns, I'm calling this show "We Never Sleep," and it's not apnea. No, I don't have that problem. It's just seasonal. It's very strange. And also, this is the season when everything starts happening outside early on. Construction and what have you, and since I like to stay up late, sleep deprivation may account for much of this playlist, so let's just go with it, shall we? Beatrice Lilly, that's Sam Walsh on the piano accompanying her in 1934 on the Gramophone Shop Varieties label, which was a specialty label issued by a particular store in New York, although that's a Columbia Master. I'm a campfire girl, so if you're sitting up by the campfire, electronic or otherwise, there it is. You might want to, whatever animal you're hunting, you might have to do it at night. Charlie Barnett in his orchestra, that's Judy Ellington on the vocal, and Charlie is also singing Stay Up Stan, the all-night record man, and I guess I'm not Stan, but I'm staying up, and that certainly would apply to this show, because you can hear it anytime, anywhere in the world, either through a download or on Live 365, so just anytime, anywhere you are, you can hear this, and who knows where it's going? Who knows where I'm going? That was from 1939, and that was an obscure song by Willard Robeson with one other guy, but that's not normally listed among his works, but there it is, and that was the flip side of Cherokee, which was a huge hit, so it's a wonder that one doesn't get heard more. Willard, of course, singing with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And this is, as I say, Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm caffeinated. I can do this. Let's just keep going. I'm not going to run off the road or anything. Don't worry about that. I'm just going to keep going straight here on this path toward something. The Ambassadors, that's Lou Katzman there, and Irving Kaufman singing That's Annabelle, and that's from 1926 on Vocalion.
Thank you. pretty as any little girl in this great big city. You know that's Annabelle. If you see a girl and she dances better than any other girl, better write me a letter. I'll know that's Annabelle. If she has eyes like you like, blue like you like, and lips more sweet than lips can tell. Just whisper to her that I'm by my lonesome. You needn't tell her who made me oh so lonesome. She'll know that's Annabelle.
Thank you. love to read one sweet letter from you. You know that you left me so worried and blue. I always keep singing, now what'll I do? Although it's not fair and you don't care for me dearly, drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get me one sweet letter from you.
Lewis and his orchestra. That's actually Lou Gold with Jimmy Kern on the vocal on Lincoln. Yes. Yes, indeed. There's got to be a Lincoln joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to make it. One Sweet Letter from You, 1927. That's a peppy piece there. I like that a lot. Oh, yeah. Organist Marsh McCurdy, Did You Mean It on Columbia, 1927. And the Ambassadors, Lou Katzman, Irving Kaufman. That's Annabelle, 1926. This is Radiola, and if you're looking for this playlist or any other playlist and you don't have it already, you can find it on my Radiola blog. And all you have to do is to type Radiola into your search engine and hope that it doesn't come up on some other site. But what you could do is just type RadiolaRhythm.net or RadiolaRhythm.com into your browser and see what you get, because you might get this. I hope you do, in fact. Please don't bother other people with my stuff. And please don't bother me with theirs. That's all I want to know. I'm not fixing anything. I'm not even fixing the cat. Here's Gene Austin in 1927 on Victor, of course. There's a cradle in Carolina, it says on the label, but you know it as There's a Cradle in Caroline. So here's that song.
There's no rest for the weary. I said the weary, but weary, weary time. Who wander far from home, home. There's no rest for those who travel. I mean who travel through sand and gravel. Mine, unless you know what you own. There's a cradle in Carolina. A bow on a tree, a bow into me. There's a cradle that I call mine, a carpet of green. You know what I mean. And while I stretch and yawn upon a lawn, my heavens see. Why, even in my sleep, I seem to see what I miss. There's a blanket of stars that shines to comfort a guest. Sheltering nest, there's a cradle in Carolina, calling me back, calling me back. Thank you. such a yawn upon a lawn by heaven's kiss. Why, even in my sleep, I seem to weep for what I've missed. There's a blanket of stars that shines to comfort a guest, a shelter in death. There's a cradle in care, oh Lord. All in need that, all in need that, ooh, rest.
Playing home sweet home, the dance is over. Soon they'll all be leaving two by two. As they waltz and glide, I stand there outside, wondering where to go and what to do. Home sweet home to me is just a melody, bringing lonely peace to me, for it only means to me. For all each morning, for all each night, a little door and window, a little more. I never say hello, what good would it be with just my echo answering me? Oh, I get so lonely looking at just for
she's just that kind. can't pass in. Locked the door, said she can't come in. She's just that kind. She's just that kind. I don't like her, cause she's just that kind. Saw my gal dancing with another. When I got mad, she said it was a brother. She's just that kind. She's just that kind. Now I don't like her, cause she's just that kind. Said she's mine, that I was her man. But a trifling ways, I just can't stand. She's just that.
Fleming and Townsend, that's on the Victor V40,000 series. So it's a rather scarce record, and it's rather, and I don't know how I wound up with it, but I did. It was part of a shipment that I got, that I brought home, but I wasn't expecting that, and I like that. She's just that kind. That's that good country stuff there you hear. And occasionally I'll play it on the show. It sort of fits there, 1930, and why not indeed. Before that, Joe Wilbur on Perfect, Four Walls, 1927. Well, if you don't have four walls, you've got a garage. Maybe a lean-to, I don't know, something like that. Gene Austin, There's a Cradle in Caroline, 1927. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to say all the vowels, and as they should be said. Here on the show this week, which is We Never Sleep, and I sound like I could use some sleep. We'll see what happens. Some guys I used to know were, you know, used to hit it pretty good, and I'm not talking about myself, would say that, you know, a couple of beers will, you know, I think he said a beer is worth an hour of sleep, so he was staying up all night, but it was his lights never went out because he was thoroughly lit. Benny Kruger's Orchestra, 1924 on Brunswick, and this is a good copy of this, so I had to play it. Very hot stuff indeed, very nice. 31st Street Blues, and that was the sequel to the 30th Street Blues, I think.
Thank you.
of your sunshine. Up, belly up, belly up, belly up. That's when I'm thinking of your sunshine. Twas in December when you came from the vodka. I can remember my heart was full of vodka. Up, belly up, belly up, belly up. That's when I'm thinking of your sunshine.
Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman, and that was totally uncredited on the label, but and even in the discography they didn't mention it, although there was that vocal chorus, and I can, if you can't tell that's Irving, then you're not listening to the show as often as I do. Sonia, oh yep, is she an acrobat? I wonder about that one. It's good. It's nice to it's nice to have an athletic girl around sometimes. 1925. Yeah, sometimes, they need heavy lifting, too. It's great. You want to move a piano. They're wonderful. Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, 1925 also on Vocalion. That's early 25, January. Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me? And that's a hot record. You got Jack Pettis in there, I believe, also Bill Moore, a real good band at that point. Really good band, if you want to be grammatical about it. Benny Kruger's Orchestra, good band there. 31st Street Blues, 1924. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm pinching myself to keep awake. and I'm not going to tell you where. It's keeping me awake, though. It's what is helping. There's a this was an interesting recording. Billy Williams is a guy who really, the recording horn really seemed to love this guy. His recordings prior to his death, which was 19, of course he wouldn't have done any afterward unless you're into that funny stuff. But some people are doing that, by the way. You don't even get that's a different show. I think that's Coast to Coast. But his recordings. Recorded up to about 1914, he sounds so natural, and it's amazing how he comes through on the acoustical recording. So and he was like 37 years old. He just died way young, but marvelous talent. Born in Australia, and he says here that his name wasn't Jim, it was Billy. Well, it wasn't Billy either. It was Richard. So you can look that up on Wikipedia, where all the truth is. But 1913, Wait Till I'm As Old As Father. And I'm getting there. Boy.
I wish I was as old as Father. What a great time I'd have with the girls, eh? I'm a bit of a devil, you know. I'm 16 years of age today, and I say, you'll admit, I don't know much about things, but I know a little bit. I go about with Dad so much and see some sights, you bet. And though I've never had a nice girl call me ducky yet, but wait till I'm as old as Father, rather wait till I'm as old as Dad. Just as sure as my name's Jim, I'll be doing the same as him, flirting with all the ladies. When the time comes, I'll be glad. And I'll be stopping at the office very late, just like the dear old Dad. There you are. I will, upon my word, I will. When Mother Dear was once away upon a holiday, Dad took me round the town one night, and he got very gay. He had some scotch and sodas, quite a dozen, I'm afraid, while I was bursting myself out on rotten lemonade. But wait till I'm as old as Father, rather wait till I'm as old as Dad. Just as sure as my name's Jim, I'll be doing the same as him, having some scotch and sodas. When the time comes, I'll be glad, and I'll go to bed with me trousers on, just like the dear old Dad. I've got a bed with my boots on, too. Listen to this. We've got a pretty nurse at home. She is a little dear. She blushes like a beetroot every time that Father's near. Once I was in the nursery. It's not my proper place, but I saw Father kiss her twice and call her Angel Face. So wait till I'm as old as Father, rather wait till I'm as old as Dad. Just as sure as my name's Jim, I'll be doing the same as him, calling the nursery Angel. When the time comes, I'll be glad, and if she isn't pretty, well, I'll give her the sack, just like the dear old Dad. Wait till I'm as old as Father, rather wait till I'm as old as Dad. Just as sure as my name's Jim, my name's Bill, Billy. Sounds a bit silly, doesn't it? I'll give her the sack. Wait till I'm as old as Father, rather wait till I'm as old as Dad. You'll see me strolling along Piccadilly and going to the music halls and having a drink with them, you know.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
You know that couple on our floor?
You mean that bride and groom next door?
Yes, well, last night, say, listen, Billy.
I know I never heard anything so silly.
What you heard, too?
Why, the same as you, I thought I'd pass away.
Well, the walls are thin.
I listened in, and it sounded just this way.
Tired to wash the dishes.
I'm too tired.
Too tired to feed the fishes.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Let's go and see a show. Won't that be nice?
Oh, no, let's not go.
Is Popsy, Popsy, Popsy too tired to make a little candy?
I'm too tired.
Well, I think that Fudge is dandy. Are you too tired? Let's walk down the avenue. I saw what you left the hat for you.
And maybe you might buy it too.
Are you too tired? Don't that mush get you sore?
I can't stand that talk much more. That's coolin' and cooin'.
Why, every night my sleep is ruined.
It's ducky this and snooky that. It nearly sets me wild.
Well, love is blind, so I'm fine. But here's what gets us riled. Is you too tired to do crocheting? Cabaret-ing, too tired. Oh, see, let me see, what can we do? I'll think, you think too. It's Popsy, 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 too tired to do a little thinking, too tired. Oh, dear, stop your blinking, too tired. I love you, cause there's nothing else to do, and maybe I'll get sleepy too, too tired. Mm-hmm.
why do you refuse? I can't see what you're gonna lose. I'll give you a little kiss. Will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? I wouldn't say a word if I was asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? I'll give you a little squeeze. Will you, huh? I'll give it right back to you.
University Dance Orchestra. That's Arthur Hall on the vocal. I don't know who was in that band or who led it. Very scratchy. That was second base for somebody's ball game. Arthur Hall, give me a little kiss, will ya? And a little, you know, and a little sandpaper to clean the record, obviously. 1926. Yeah. Before that, Ernest Hare and Billy Jones on Cameo, and they recorded all over the place. So whatever you will not find. I don't think there was a label they managed to avoid. Too Tired, 1924, and yes, and that's what you get for staying up all night. That's how I used to be. I was the only kid in grade school who was watching Johnny Carson. So obviously my bad habits have continued throughout life, thus hampering any career move I might have made. So maybe I should be the all night record man. Literally. Billy Williams, Wait Till I'm As Old As Father, 1913. Oh, boy. Man, he's good. I like him. I have one other side of that, too. I'll play it. There's usually two sides on one of those records. This is Radiola, and there are two sides to every story, although maybe there are more. Sometimes there are a lot more. And I'm Andy Senior, and I have more. I have at least four sides that I know of, or I've checked. You need two mirrors to do that, by the way. And we continue on Radiola. This is of some importance, I feel, to get terribly serious for a moment. Molly Ryan is one of the finest young vocalists to come along in a long time. And she's trying to get together a stellar group of musicians to accompany her on an album, and she's got a Kickstarter project going for that, and it is a project I definitely want to see happen. I think she is on a par with any singer of the past 100 years or so, and whoever was doing pop songs, I should say. And she's recording here with Dan Levinson. This was in 08 on their Palomar Quartet CD, Four on the Floor. Well, Molly is here. And if you don't want to hear, I'll tell you, this gal, you're just going to have to kick in on this, because and the links are on the Radiola page, and I might have put them in the email too, but oh my goodness, who wouldn't want to hear more of this? My ideal.
The one who is my that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he was mine?
Mm-hmm.